BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Rebel-held districts of the Syrian city of Aleppo are being pounded by warplanes for a second successive day. The latest raids come hours after the Syrian government announced a new offensive to retake the city. One rescue volunteer described what was happening as annihilation. The government urged civilians to avoid positions held by opposition fighters and said exit points would be open to allow people to flee. The United States and Russia have again failed to agree on how to revive a ceasefire agreement in Syria. The UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, described the international meeting in New York as long, painful and disappointing. A curfew has come into force in the US city of Charlotte to prevent a third night of violent unrest over the death of a black man who was shot by police. Demonstrations continued well after the midnight deadline, but a police officer said the protests were largely peaceful. The president of Myanmar, Tin Cho, has ordered state protection for two teenage girls who were allegedly tortured and forced to work without pay. He's also launched an investigation into the conduct of the country's Human Rights Commission, which failed to take legal action against the alleged abusers. European Union ministers are meeting in the Slovak capital Bratislava to discuss controversial proposed trade deals with the United States and Canada. The Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership with the United States, known as TTIP, and the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement with Canada are facing growing opposition. The internet giant Yahoo is under pressure to explain why it appears to have taken 2 years to notice that 500 million of its user accounts had been hacked. The company says it believes state-sponsored hackers were responsible. And rescue workers in Moscow have found the bodies of 8 firefighters in the remains of a large warehouse used for storing plastic goods that caught fire late on Thursday. The victims are thought to have been conducting a search inside the building when its roof collapsed. BBC News.